Hello and welcome to Modern Day Human, helping you align with your highest frequency and activate more of your spiritual self in daily life. My name is Brian, and this is the second to last episode for this season of the podcast. Next week, I'll be posting one more episode to wrap up the season, but I'll be back in December with season number two, which I'm really excited about because it'll be all about aligning with your life purpose. So look forward to that. But back to this episode, which is about the power of the past and the future. Now, given the choice between past, present, and future, it seems that people mostly talk these days about the power of now, the present moment, and for a very good reason. I absolutely believe in the importance of being able to focus on what's happening in the here and now. It's the point from which all other moments are created. So, kind of important, kind of powerful. And yet, as humans, within the present moment, we all have this amazing ability to focus anywhere our mind takes us. So when people recommend that we all remain focused on the present, I understand it and I appreciate what they mean, which is most often, don't go thinking about the past or future. And I see this as a natural response to witnessing the habit of being negatively focused in the past and the future. But I believe that if you can focus on thoughts that are empowering, past and future become really useful tools for raising our vibration and helping us to more consciously create our life experience. So I don't believe that being present should necessarily mean the past or future are off limits. I believe it just means that when you do visit the past or future in your mind, it's best to do so consciously. You can still be in the present moment and focused on something other than what you currently see or feel. Your physical surroundings and your current state are really just an interpretation of energy anyways. They're a reflection of your current vibration. So it's good to pay attention to the now moment. It holds valuable feedback for us. And if what we're experiencing in the time frame of now has a high vibration, then by all means, we should stay focused here and on what's in front of us. And if what we're experiencing in front of us is not a vibration we wish to experience anymore, then I say let's engage our power of focus to direct our attention towards thoughts and feelings that better align with what we want. Feelings that might best be felt using snippets from our past or the snippets of our future. And by the way, when you're consciously engaged with your past or your future, you're still in the present moment. You haven't gone anywhere. You're just in the moment of now where you are consciously focusing on the past or on the future. Thinking about another time frame does not change time. It changes focus. And there are instances when that can be very helpful. So it's more about the intention of your focus and not the specific time frame of your focus. Does that make sense? This is where we could start slipping into the very convoluted concept of time and space, which has the possibility of melting our brains. So let's just keep our brains intact for now and look at when it's beneficial to focus on our past. That's what I really want to get to in this episode. And when I asked myself this, three categories came to mind. Number one, the past is beneficial when used as a resource for love. Number two, when it's used as a resource for strength. And number three, when it's used as a resource for appreciation. So taking a look at number one, your past as a resource for love. Think about some of the best moments of your life, those memories of your past that contain beautiful feelings of love and joy and happiness and connection. It could be the birth of a child, a special moment with someone you love, a family holiday, a wedding, a special trip, or maybe a mystical moment that you had in which you felt really connected to God or spirit. Any memory like that resonating with love can be a powerful tool for raising your vibration in the present moment. And then looking at category number two, remembering the past can also be a really useful way of finding evidence for the courage and strength you might need right now. Think about the times you remember standing up for yourself or someone else, or doing something that you were anxious about but then overcame or pushed past your anxiety. What examples do you have of working towards a goal and then achieving it? Or what about a time that you were recognized and acknowledged for your talent and your contribution? Or what moments of kindness and encouragement stand out? These kinds of memories from your past focusing on strength and courage and support also have the power to raise your vibration in the present moment. And then looking at category number three, The past can be an amazing point of reference to show you how far you've grown. Do you remember a time when you were not as confident, open, or patient? Can you see how far you've come towards achieving a goal, or can you see how you've made progress in setting boundaries? If you said yes to any of these, it's only because you're able to focus on the past and compare it to where you are now. So these are all powerful ways of focusing your mind in the present moment, but using the past to do so. But now this is where a word of caution comes in, because if at any moment you start longing for what was in the past, that's a warning sign. That's a red flag that you are forming an attachment and strengthening a belief in your limitations. Because any attachment to the past is basically showing you a belief that you somehow can't also have those same feelings and similar experiences now. So you're hanging on to them for fear of losing them. And also, if you use the past to fixate on some wrong that was done to you or something that triggers the label of victim within you, then it really is best to not dip into the past until you can do so without attachment or getting pulled down these corridors of disempowering thoughts and feelings. And this applies to the future as well. Just like with your past, if you continually use the future to satisfy your cravings for, let's say, worry and fear, and then project them onto it, you're better off staying focused in the present moment until you can use the future more consciously to raise your frequency. But when you can focus positively, thoughts of the future are amazing for inspiring you to keep going, to make a change, or to start something new. It's really quite a powerful gift we've been given to extrapolate all the positive things that could happen if we started something right now, or chose to think, believe, feel, or act differently right now. So as powerful as the present moment is, the past and the future are equally powerful because they're not really separate from it. They're all just points of focus. And when they're combined with a positive intention to raise our frequency, all of them are equally valid options for doing that. So those were some quick thoughts I had about the power of the past and future. So let's end this episode with a quote about the energy you send out into the universe, regardless of what time frame you assign to it, past, present, or future. And the quote is this: "Monitor your thoughts and feelings diligently. When you are conscious of the energy you cast out into the universe, it is easier to accept when you see it reflected back into your life experience." So I hope you found something helpful here. If you would like further support to help you activate more of your clarity, power, and potential, you can always visit themodernelf.com or click the link in the show notes. Remember, next week will be the last episode of season one before I start recording season number two, which will be out in December. So thank you for listening, and I look forward to being with you in the next episode.